Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
This would imply that we haven't been speaking already. I'm fine, Veronica. Thank you for asking. Okay.
But it's showbiz.
What?
But it's showbiz.
I know it is, sweetheart. I'm glad that you have such a comedic approach to this. Tonight's show, the shifting and unweaving of old patterns, and boy, are they ever shifting and unweaving. As the veils thin and we receive assistance, by the way, again, I apologize, I can't spell when I go to put these titles up. I go into some kind of shift and nothing is ever spelled properly. And I'm so embarrassed when I print it out and actually, you know, print it out for the show. I'm just like, oh, God. As the veils thin and we receive assistance from the cosmos with huge astrological influences, we are able and sometimes forced to change old patterns we've carried for many, many lifetimes. We're gathering together our Earth, soul, and cosmic families to help us make these shifts. And boy, do we need help. Show dedication is to the, for those of you that may not know, they've actually capped the Gulf. And so tonight's dedication is to the holding of that cap. That's a very big one. So please, everyone, keep sending as much light as you can to the capped well in the Gulf.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is an exciting night. And I was overwhelmed with gratitude. A lot of work yet to do in cleanup, but just to get it capped was huge.
How long has it been? Has it been 3 months?
Oh, I have no idea, Veronica. You can never ask me about time, because I have no concept of time.
Well, it's just after 8.
Okay, that part I got because I've got the clock here, but other than that, I know nothing.
Okay.
Intensive. We are doing an intensive on the team and I, 10-10-10. Actually, it's the 9th and 10th of October. It will be at Alexis Park Resort in Las Vegas. I will be sending out an announcement this weekend. They would not let me do it last weekend, which I thought was interesting. During the eclipse. I wanted to do it, and they were like, nope. So...
Well, it's nice they're looking after you.
Yeah, I feel like a little pawn. You know, I'm just like, oh, okay. So, we will be opening a major, major, major stargate. This is not just for Earth. This is for the whole cosmos. This is what they're telling me. And, you know, I'll get more details as I... you know, write the announcement, but from what I understand, just the pieces that are coming in, is that this will, it had to be done by humans in order to allow greater contact with all of you that are desiring contact. This does not mean a ship will land in your yard, okay? Your contact is
darn
gonna
it.
Come, yeah, your contact's going to come meditatively. It's going to come... much more intensely during the dream state, but and believe me, it's coming.
I was setting up a barbecue.
Yeah, you would. And Natalia is coming in the end of August. We're going out to the dam. They've called me out there. There's a major star map there with the winged ones, two statues of the winged ones. This star map was created by the people that built the dam. There were actually stars on there that had not yet been discovered. And Hoover Dam was created by some very metaphysical people who designed it. And there are metaphysical symbols inside the dam itself that there was a time I could have gone to see them. I wish I had, because now you can't get into them. But before they made it a state park, we used to go out there and work until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. There was actually a gateway that opened between the two winged ones, and it was... unbelievable, unbelievable. But anyway, that will be the opening. They're already starting to build the grid over Alexis Park. they were bugging me about, you know, making the damn commitment which hotel it was going to be. So rooms are going to be quite inexpensive compared to Embassy Suites, and not as cheap as you thought, Veronica, but that was only for August. And but it's a nice facility. We're going to have a freestanding building, which will make this very nice, which we're going to need because I think the energies are going to be huge.
Well,
so,
and we stayed there last intensive, and we really liked it, so.
Exactly. And the facility's big. It has three pools, no gaming, nice restaurant, a lot of facilities. So, and the rooms are very large, very spacious. So,
and they've just redone it, too.
Yes, they have. All the, by the time we have the intensive, all the rooms will be complete.
Yay.
So it's very exciting, very close to the airport. It's actually closer than the Embassy Suites was. So, energies of the eclipse. Oh, my gosh. This eclipse being in Cancer was all about family and familial patterns. And I have to tell you, I've never, ever, ever personally experienced anything that was as targeted as this one was. Everyone I have talked to was either with family, working on relationship, again, based on familial patterns. On Sunday, it was absolutely, and on Sunday, this is such a great story. On Sunday, I am sitting in a restaurant with a prearranged meeting that my son had made with some friends of his from Salt Lake City. Because, of course, there's no there's no record of my father. And so, so he wanted me to meet this young man who did, what do you call that, Veronica? Where they research, you know, ancestry.
Oh,
and
genealogy.
Genealogy, thank you very much. And so I'm sitting there, and he's asking all these questions, so I'm having to disclose a lot of information that I wouldn't normally share with people. And I'm sitting there, and it just struck me so hard that here I am on the day of the eclipse in a restaurant with somebody I don't know talking all about my own personal genealogy that I can't find anything out about. And it was, and he actually owned the company, does this for movie stars and people. I mean, he's done this for many, many years. I didn't realize, you know, that he was that proficient.
You mean he actually found your dad?
No. He just wanted all the information that I had gathered over the years, which all leads to a dead end.
Oh.
And so it's, but because he has access to Catholic records, because he's a deacon for the Catholic diocese in Salt Lake City, he believes that he can back into it through the Catholic record, which, you know, listen, I'm up for anything. But I, you know, I told him, I said, I doubt, and I said, honey, I know you're good, but I just doubt you'll find him, but here, you know. But it just, to me, it was so interesting that here I am in the midst of the biggest, you know, the biggest mystery probably of my life about my father, although I have a pretty good grip on all of it. And then the next day, my daughter moved in. So, and we have spent days unweaving familial patterns. And I mean big patterns. And what the team showed me was that her relationship that just ended and my marriage to her stepfather, that these two men were identical. And so what she had done without realizing it is subconsciously gotten involved with a man that was like her stepfather. You know, it was a real estate mogul and blah, 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 blah. And also a sports figure in his youth. He was, you know, training for the Olympics, and my ex was a major football player. And it's just, and they both sabotaged, by the way, their successes. So as the team gave me all the patterns, and I shared them with my daughter, how they both had projected mother onto us, and how that broke down the intimacy of the relationship sexually, and blah, 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 blah. It was so mind-boggling to me how that pattern, which I had carried and she carried, now I work with this stuff all the time, but I've never seen it so exact, ever. And so as I shared with her everything the team was giving to me, I could feel it unravel in her and unravel in me, and I'm just like, whoa, this is big stuff. Now, Veronica, you were with family on Sunday.
Now tell me this, with your daughter, has it been easier since or better or different or lighter?
It's fabulous.
Wow.
We are having a wonderful time, and it's what's so interesting to me is to see, you know, she needs to heal from this very devastating relationship and all that was associated with it. And my son is launching out into finally owning his power and magic, and Michelle's reclaiming her power and magic. And I'm, you know, coaching them both nightly about, you know, as we all talk together out in the pool or the jacuzzi. And it's so wonderful to see them go into their days, you know, pumped up. And I, you know, it's like, this will never probably happen again in my lifetime to have an opportunity to be with both my children under the same roof, but to create life on in a totally different way without all the patterns.
Isn't that great? Wow.
It is. Wow. And I'm just like, and everyone I've worked with this week, everyone, and last week, all major familial patterns.
Hmm.
Unweaving, shattering, you know, I wrote a couple of notes, you know, I'm not even,
well, I'll just say what mine was. Just
yes, talk about yours.
Yes, because my sisters and I don't often get together, and I have a cousin who was coming in from England, and she and her sister, so anyway, my two sisters and me and my cousin and her sister all gathered for a luncheon, and there was some trepidation because there, of course, hidden agendas and alliances and all kinds of things through the years. And it was lovely. It was just wonderful. Everybody was really glad to be there and really glad to see each other. And my cousin came home here with us. And it was just really, really wonderful. She and I dug into a lot of spiritual growth and so on that we wouldn't have shared even a couple of years ago. And it was just a real pleasant but very deep kind of interaction that I don't think we could have handled a while back, you know?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And it's sort of like would have made me very nervous, and it was just very beautiful. Okay.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, I don't want to talk out of school here, Veronica, but this has been a major major accomplishment for you. To
yes.
be able to come together with all of them from the level that you came together, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, it was. And the intentions were very clear, and everybody wanted it, you know? You know that clarity when people all want to be with each other?
Absolutely.
Very different. Very different. I hope it'll maintain itself. You know, I think we should do it again soon to see if we could keep practicing that.
Oh, I think that's great. That's absolutely great. And, you know, I apologize to everybody for not sending out any channelings or anything this week, but I am so busy that I'm lucky to even get the show announcement out. And let's see. So I want to talk about healing crises because these are coming up right now. And the patterns can show up in some of the strangest ways, but they're being shown to us one way or the other. And I have one person that we've been working diligently on, their father, and I mentioned this last week. And we've been trying to do it every week so we can really push through the paternal pattern, and which is big. And she was sick for a week and had another session coming up. And she, I've never seen anybody have more trepidation in terms of having a session than she did. And then her intentions was, please be gentle with my body.
Well, I have to say that before the family thing, right after the intensive, where I also had to go into a whole bunch of family stuff, and again before this luncheon, I just dropped weight, boom, like that. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting, and I think, but I think a lot of people are going through physiological transformations right now, where their bodies are making major shifts. A lot of people carried weight. You didn't, but a lot of people carried extra weight during this whole thing we've been going through for these years, okay? Everybody mm-hmm. talked about their Buddha belly and this and that and the other thing. And I know I'm fascinated that my body is changing radically. I mean, I'm doing a lot of different things, obviously, but my body is changing radically, and I can just feel, and I've seen it in my daughter. She's dropping weight like crazy.
Hmm.
And so I think a lot of what we're going through right now is letting go of so much as it's kind of moving out of our system.
Presumably, if we're storing old reactions and karmic things and blah, 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 then we should be losing weight or certain shape problems, shouldn't we?
Yes, I would say so. Plus, these energies have been so intense that I would say the major complaint that I've had has been diarrhea from people. I mean, I know I've had it, but I know everybody else has too. And lots of digestive issues, we'll just say that, where people, and you know, people as humans tend to panic and think what's what, you know, the girl I was talking about that we're going through all the paternal stuff, I mean, she was convinced that, you know, something terrible, she's going to go to the emergency room because she, her poor body was such a wreck.
Aww.
You know, it is that we are just moving huge amounts of energy. We're also big energies coming into us, and what they're going to hit those patterns and all this other stuff. I really have to tell you, our higher self, our soul, our guides, okay, our angels, our star friends and families are pushing the crap out of us right now to get clear. And I mean that literally. So, and, you know, I told you, you know, with you being as thin as you are.
I'm not really thin, you know. I'm pretty normal.
Yeah, right. Well, but the way you eat and so on, you're so crystalline that if you don't, you have to really eat. I know I'm having to eat very, very carefully. And I'm having to stay totally within my blood type. I know if I deviate, I'm in big trouble. The only thing I won't give up is my organic chocolate. healing crises. Please recognize if you're having problems in partnerships and marriages right now, okay? Look at the possibilities that there are your projected parents onto each other. Okay, this is actually normal. It's been going on for thousands of years. However, because we're where we are in our process right now, it can all of a sudden come flying in your face that there is this huge problem in your relationship, or it may be a subtle problem, and all of a sudden it comes to light that there is something definitely wrong in this relationship for this reason, this reason, this reason, or this reason. Historically, we have always projected father onto our husbands and mother onto the wives to some degree. If that projection's too heavy, it will interfere with your intimate partner part of your partnership. And because men don't sleep with their mothers, and little girls shouldn't sleep with their daddies. So, you know, I mean, we can get into all the psychological aspects of that. But those projections are really popping up right now.
Well, I have to tell you that when I was headed to Vancouver to meet my sisters and my cousins, I spent a lot of time on the way looking at my projections and who I was projecting what, and clearing as many projections as I could, or becoming, I suppose a better way is to say, becoming conscious of what I'm projecting.
Beautiful. Because that, you know, and I have to tell you, I projected mother onto my daughter for years. And without that projection, the relationship is totally different. I mean, it doesn't mean that there weren't other elements in there, but, I mean, it's become crystal clear. I was working with someone this week who the team talked to them about the fact that they had projected their father onto their son, and that this was the reason that all of these issues that she couldn't understand for a little boy, why they came up and why she had the feelings she'd had towards him. And once she could see it, okay, but she had to go be with the father to really get clear about, for the first time really in her life, you know, all these, this story that she got from him, and then bring that story forward. And as the team was working with her, when they got into the whole projection onto the child, it was so revealing. It was just, to me, it was stunning. And what was interesting in our conversation at the end, when we're running the screen, so I'm out of channel, is the conversation went to many times in abusive families when a child, they usually pick one child to abuse. They don't abuse all the children. And so, again, a perfect example of the possibility of a projection of unresolved issues with a parent and rage onto a child, and then taking that rage out, continuing to try to work out the rage what they have with the parent on the child. I think that's really big stuff. So you don't only do it with partners, you really can do it with children. And so this is the time we have to really look at, what are we projecting? You know, how clean are we in every relationship? Because, man, also our child and adolescents are kicking up big time right now. Seeing that in a ton of sessions as well, where these patterns, where people got stuck in, I was laughing at one of my clients, who was very, very funny. People got stuck in either child or adolescent, and still operate out. I mean, they can be beautiful, accomplished, amazing people, and then their adolescent can run their love life, and it's just, it's hysterical to me, or their child, and or a damaged child, especially right now where a child has been damaged. If that hasn't been healed, that's going to come to the fore right now. It's going to be forced on us because it's a pattern that is absolutely interfering with where we're going right now, who we really are, what we came here to do. And in order to be the bridges that we came here to be, these patterns have to clear out so that we can finally step forward in our true light, in our true mastery. And you know, it's fascinating to me to be with my kids and to see how different I am as a parent today, being fully conscious with my kids without all the crap I had. You know, it's just fascinating. I don't think I was that terrible parent at all, but I do think that the difference today is I'm so in tune and able to really tap into where they are without the codependence, and then elevate them into who they really are and send them out the door, you know, knowing that they're going to go do it. And I've been watching them handling different things, going, wow, they're stepping into it all the time. It's just
and
amazing.
So it's not too late to be a good parent. I mean, not that you weren't before, but I think of that for myself and my daughter as well.
Oh, it's never too, because once all of that's gone, and then, you know, we have to look at the child too and see if the child is still dealing with other issues that they haven't healed that they may not be consciously aware of. May not be with you, may be with their father.
Yeah. It's really interesting, though, because a lot of people go, oh, she's grown up, it should be blah, blah, blah. But actually, it is an ongoing process, right?
Oh, of course it is. You know, my kids would be the first to tell you they're late bloomers.
I told my son-in-law, I said, you know what, the other day, I said, because I was watching these young girls with babies, and I looked at them and I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm almost ready to have a baby. And what I meant was, maybe I wouldn't pass on all that stuff willy-nilly anymore, you know. But he did not know where to look. Here's this old broad. And then I started to laugh, and I said, well, you know, I'm not going to have a real baby. But the reality, and he agreed with me. I said, it took me a long time. I think it's probably about time.
Well, again, our children, because we didn't know, carry all these imprints from lineage and from us, okay, and from all of our lineage. And so, you know, we didn't do it intentionally.
No.
But we were hearing it.
Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't know much that way.
And I kept asking the team, I know she's got my imprints. I know she's got my imprints. And then they just laid out this whole thing that seemed to just kind of unweave. And I watched her shift out of the pain and the sorrow. I was so blown away. I was like, oh, God, thank you.
Is that ever renewing to hear that, Jackie?
What?
That you can give her a new lease on life and give yourself a new relationship with her and vice versa right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is where I always laugh about getting brownie points for all the work I do, but whenever something wonderful happens in my own life, I'm so filled with gratitude. I never have a sense of entitlement. You know, it's like, oh, thank you so much. I've been running around saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so we went through the children, the abused children. Okay, well, I think we pretty much beat this to death. Not really, because I could go on for hours about this. But you know, I really want to say to everyone, and if you're still feeling crappy from the eclipse, please know that you will come around. I mean, this one was a humdinger, a real humdinger.
And a lot of people didn't sleep much.
Oh, we're right.
So if you're cranky from that, we understand.
Yeah, the energies were and are still very intense. I personally am just flying all over the place. And, but I was fascinated. I went into my wellness doctor, you know, my homeopathic MD, and my blood pressure was down. And I'm like, really? Cool. Okay, so I'm going to bring in the team. You can ask questions, Veronica. I know they've got some stuff they want to talk about. So,
thanks, Jackie. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. Welcome, 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 everyone.
Hi, hello.
Hello, Veronica. So, you survived, didn't you?
We did. Did you?
Oh, well, of course we did. All right. Now,
you don't have any impact from astrological stuff, do you?
No, dear. Now, how are you feeling?
Very good now, actually. Much better. Much stronger.
Good. Good. All right. Well, we want to start off tonight's conversation because we know the channel has been asking and asking and asking. Well, you know, why the eating for your blood type? Why is it so important right now? Now, the energies, all right, that were emphasized in this last eclipse were very much about undoing the familial cords all the way back, all the way back through your entire lineage. Therefore, blood types are actually derived, all right, through lineage, aren't they?
Yes.
All right. If you're eating for your blood type, your abilities, all right, to trigger and activate and unhinge and be physiologically supported is stronger now than it's ever been. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Really let that sink in. Your energies, and we understand many of you are opposed, and we've often said that, and there was the time, and you have to remember, times are different, things change, and right now, it is the most important thing you can do. Now, you're all very sensitive right now. We want to emphasize this very strongly. You're going to find that you're going to be sensitive to lots of things because you're making massive changes right now. You're bringing in more light than ever before. Therefore, and when we say bring it in, literally embodying it. Therefore, all right, you're going to need to test everything you eat. Test what you drink. Bless your food. Bless your water. Thank the earth for supporting you and creating, thank the beings or the vegetables or the whatever. This is creating your oneness with your earth, with all that your earth brings forth, with your bodies. You understand?
Yes.
Creating this incredible relationship where you feel the oneness. You know, you're all looking out here to create oneness with us. But you're on Earth. And the goal is to create oneness with Earth. To feel the earth, to talk to the earth, to love the earth. That's what you came here to do. We are wanting to connect with you all more and more. There is no question about that. What you don't understand, and we've said this to you before, what you're doing on this planet is impacting the entire cosmos. Please be aware of that. You tend to think, and this goes back a very long time, all right, you tend to think of us as more godlike, all right, more advanced. And many of your religions, all right, actually began with experiences with some of us, which you immediately converted into gods. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about your Old Testament and how angry God was. Now, truly, really believe that that would be the case for God? God is all that is? Of course not. You've interacted with many different races on your planet. You carry DNA from many different races. There's been much interaction. Therefore, what you do on this planet is impacting those races and many others. You've all talked about ascension and thought about it and dreamed about it, and you all think that in one day, in 2012, it's all going to be done. Well, that's, of course, not the case. It would kill you, people. You can't do it all in one day. It's not going to happen that way. But you will get lighter and lighter and lighter. Therefore, your bodies need to be supported. And for now, eating for your blood type is the most important thing that you can do to support the physical body. We were doing a session on someone the other day who had their child playing baseball, and he was acting out on the baseball court, whatever you call that, and going into yoga poses. And now he's 5 years old, and we said 5 or 6. And we had to explain to this person that based on their blood type, physical sports were not really a match for them. That yoga was, music is, etc. But highly physical sports, although you always think about putting little boys in baseball and football and whatever, but they're not all supposed to be there. You understand?
Yeah, it's really interesting. They can't probably always say that either.
They don't understand it, and of course the parents, oh, just little Johnny, get out there and play.
Right.
You can become more and more aware of these things, you see. The channel's an old blood type. She loves to lift weights and do those kinds. Those are perfect for her. But they're not perfect for you.
No, they're not.
Absolutely not.
No, and I'm an A-type.
Exactly. And so what is good for you, Veronica, is totally different. Dance and yoga and all the things that you are intuitively drawn to are perfect for you.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
They match your energy. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we encourage all of you to research this. Truly research it. We promise you it will make a difference. Now, understand you may still have some food allergies. So don't assume, because the list says I can have all of this, that you can have it and then wonder why you don't feel well. Learn to test your food. Become in tune. But every meal. Because your energies are changing so fast now that what may have been good for you at 9 in the morning may not be good for you at 3 in the afternoon. Because you're changing that quickly. Now, supporting the unwinding of familial patterns. Now, your chain of pain on your planet has lasted thousands and thousands of years. Listen to us, people. All right? Actually, more than that, but we'll just stick with that part. All right? And each one of you carry the lineage all the way back, you see. And so your ancestry, the channel was talking about ancestry earlier, genealogy, as you called it, Veronica. If you could do a family tree all the way back, imagine the millions of people that would be involved. Now, do they have an influence on you? Yes. Because the patterns are repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated and added to and repeated. Now, time has changed. Influence has changed in terms of outside circumstances. But patterns can become very entrenched. And so you've gone from projection to projection to projection to projection for a very long time.
You think your projections affect your blood type?
No, your blood type has starts very differently than that. But research it. We encourage you to do this. Now, we're not going to tell you you have to do it because we would never do that. We recommend it. We recommend that you take a look at it, research it. There are actually lists for you of supplements that are better for different blood types.
Hmm.
Exercises that are better for different blood types. It will get you very in touch. Now, why would we want you to get so in touch with your physical body? Because it's time. You're here to help the earth ascend. And the earth has nurtured you and your entire lineage. You are one with the earth. People, somebody said today to the channel that they thought that the end would be that, you know, all the extraterrestrials will come in their big ships and take everybody away. That would be the rapture. Now, that would be the antithesis of what you really want. Now, some of you may want it, but you came here to have this physical experience, to literally walk Earth through her own evolution. Why would anybody come and take you off the earth and sweep you away to some star nation or live aboard a mothership? What would be the point? Someone even wrote that the earth was going to be cleansed and all of you would have to be lifted off while the earth cleansed itself.
A kind of ascension.
The earth needs your support. And the more that you do through your own volition to facilitate our connection with you, the greater it will be for everyone. We can come in more readily, more easily. And this will affect, we're talking about the intensive now, this is going to affect, oh, so much more than you can possibly imagine. A great thing that you all will be doing. Now, familial patterns. This is what's held you down, held you into the collective for these thousands of years. Moving out of these patterns is unhooking from the collective. Now, some of you are having experiences where things don't feel solid all of a sudden. Some of you are connecting with. We have one situation where a being, soulmate, if you want to call that, or whatever names you want to give to it, of another race. And they keep appearing to her. Now, is this to distract her from her current relationship? No. But wanting to interact with her through her earthly experiences right now, through this extraordinary time, yes. And oh, there's so much ahead for all of you. You have no idea. This is going to be the most exciting times that you can ever imagine.
That's great.
Full of surprises. Full of excitement and freedom, people. And freedom. Now, Veronica, we want you to talk about your shows before we...
Yes, I'm not sure. We're doing we're duplicating some show on Tuesday night. I don't know who it is. So I'm just running behind. But we just did a wonderful healing energy show with Wayne Hoff, and he was doing healing with energy body, and that was very exciting, reminding us of how high frequency we are these days. And next, so there'll be somebody at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then Thursday night at 7 o'clock, there'll be Radiance by Design, a call-in show. And we were working on working with the energies coming from the universe these days tonight. So
good.
We'll probably continue with that.
Good. All right. Excellent. Well, speaking of working with the energies, it's a very good segue, Veronica.
We're good at this.
Yes. Getting better.
Yes.
All right. We would like to, with your permission, work with all of you over the next couple of nights. We may come in tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, whatever. To assist you, in some cases expedite, in some cases ease, the shifts that are happening. We recognize that some of you are very physically uncomfortable right now. Some of you are very emotionally uncomfortable right now. Because when you hit crises, whatever the crisis might be, whether you even realize you're going into it or not, you can feel incredibly anxious and even angry, snappy. Not totally understanding what's going on, off kilter. Very easily. For some of you, it may be more emotional than that. But it's time, people. Many of you have ended up isolated and doing all kinds of things that... having difficulties on this planet, not knowing how to deal with some of the things in your life experience that created circumstances that you're not happy with now. Some of you feeling like you're locked in, some of you are locked into your homes. Some of you feeling locked into your lives or survival or whatever. Patterns, big patterns now. And important, important, important patterns. I want to give you some recommendations. Look to your earth. All right? We want to come and be with you. We want to come and work with you. And the more you work with your earth, the easier you make that for us. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Connect with the earth, with the plants, with the trees, with the soil, with the rocks, everything. Has energy, and it's going to become more alive than you've ever seen it before. You're going to sense more aliveness around you. Many of you talked about the fact that all of a sudden the colors are brighter. Because the frequencies are higher, and so are yours. Because as you heal, Earth heals. It's symbiotic, people. Not only do you want to assist her consciously, but recognize that you are part of her. Now, that doesn't fly in the face of you having star roots. We want to be clear with that. But this isn't the first planet that you've been involved with. But certainly this planet is the garden planet. Watch where you put your focus. You can focus on all the negative out there, or you can spend your time focusing on all the positive. Listen to the birds. Listen to the wind. Communicate with your plants, your trees, whatever. But feel them. Feel the bounty of Earth. Because it's Earth that has supported you, that feeds you, that clothes you. It all comes ultimately from Earth. All right, dear ones. We love all of you so very, very much. And it is always a joy for us to be able to communicate with you. And with you, Veronica, we love you.
And you, thank you.
We thank all of you for your continued efforts to make a difference. We know who you are. We know the commitments that all of you have made, and no one will be left behind. One dear soul wrote a note and said, I'm so worried about being left behind. You won't be left behind. We promise you. We promise you. Remember that everyone on this side of the veil works together in union to assist you. We love you that much. Until we speak with you again in this format, to all of you, our unconditional love. Namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on or off?
We're still on.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, everyone. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening tonight or you listen at a different time. Remember that a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of I. Veronica and I are in you. It can be, we are all one. It can be no other way. My little brain doesn't work after channeling. Ronnie, I love you, honey.
Love you, too. It was a
wonderful love you,
show.
Seth.
And Bobby.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everyone.